Togiak area, Bristol Bay region, like the rest of Alaska, has been pretty chilly since kind of when we got out of that warm autumn pattern right around mid-December. So we've had extended periods of below freezing weather. And then unlike some other parts of the state, the Bristol Bay area has had some storms come through to produce some snow to help with conditions. Other parts of the state have been more lacking with snowfall during this cold, dry weather, more of a cold, dry pattern. But Bristol Bay has been on the edge of some of these storms and so has gotten some snow out of it.
Any idea what we're looking at in terms of historically what this winter is doing?
Yeah, certainly January was quite cold across the Bristol Bay region. Not the coldest of record by any means, but way below normal. This month has been more variable. The heart of the coldest weather relative to normal has shifted north into northwest Alaska and onto the North Slope, with now a couple of these milder storms moving through the Bristol Bay region. But it's quite likely that we will wind up overall for February pretty close to normal. That doesn't sound very dramatic, except when we put it in the context of many of the last few years that have been so mild in late winter.
Got it. And what are we looking at moving forward into the end of February and March?
Right now, the forecast from the Climate Prediction Center from NOAA is that generally above normal temperatures will return to the region, although it does look like, unlike we've had very frequently in the last few years where it's just been, you know, day after day, week after week, warmer than normal, while the tilt is towards above normal, it does look like we'll stay in this kind of variable pattern where it won't be sustained warmth every single day, but there will be intrusions of cooler air.
Got it. Okay, so not an extremely warm March like we saw last year then.
March 2019 over nearly all of Alaska was by far the warmest of record. Chances are very strong we won't repeat that. We have much more ice in the Bering Sea. It's actually extremely close to normal right now, but that's a big change from last year and in 2018 as well.
Thank you so much for taking some time to break that down for us.
You bet. Happy to help anytime.